In the Service of Dragons, Book 3, by Robert Stanek. In an age long since lost to myth and memory, a race of supreme giants known as Titans ruled over all the lands of Ruined Mist from their homes on Over-Earth. Without question, Titans were the masters of the gates. They moved freely between realms and across lands. Darkness came to mark the end of age of the Titans as surely as there was ever light at the beginning. During this time of darkness, known as the Great Purge, it was the greatest of all Titans, Ki-El, who gave men, elves, and dwarves their freedom. By the end of the Purge, the only known gate to Over-Earth was sealed for all time, ushering in a new beginning, a new age, an age of men, elves, and dwarves. After countless wars waged against themselves, each other, and the other races, men, elves, and dwarves settled into an uneasy peace within their divided lands. In time, like Titans before them, dwarves became folk of myth and legend, leaving only absence like a darkness where once there had been great presence and a light. The age of men and elves had arrived, its arrival marked by the coming of the Great War. Some would call this war Dinyar's War after the elven king who started it. Others would call it the War of the Thousand-Year Siege. Those that fought and died would call it the War of 10 million Tears. Victory for men, above all others, brought little joy, though it did usher in a new age, the Age of Men. There are some who fear this age to be Ruined Mist last, for if men succumb to darkness, there will be no beginning, and darkness will surely rule forever. It is in this time, at the twilight of the Age of Men, that those long lost have returned.